This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Legendary souls!
My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger of Mother Gaia. Yeah, Mother Gaia, she's coming through hot. She wants me to share a message. I can feel it. And, as the name of this podcast, this message is Our Plants... What is the name of this message? I don't even know the name of this message. You'll know what it is. Interesting that we find ourselves in this predicament, you and I. Yes, but please continue listening. Whatever the name of it, it's Our Plants, yada, 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 whatever it is. But yeah, they are. You know, Our Plants really so powerful. Like, they are, honestly, they're so magical and so powerful that, I don't know, it's beyond the mind's comprehension. You feel into it though, everything's alive, yeah? Everything. As I'm sitting at a lake right now and the waves are coming crashing in, you might be able to hear them. But, everything's alive. The trees, the plants, you know, all of the Mother Gaia, Mother Nature, Gaia, you know, whatever you want to call it, nature. It's all alive. And it's all existing in the same reality that you are. However, many of us, the masses, the society standards, the matrix wants us to be oblivious to this. And why? Takes us down the route to pharmaceutical land. Yay, pharmaceutical land. Go to the doctors, go to your GP, go to your local GP, and they'll prescribe you some sort of crazy medication that's going to give you a side effect so that you have to get some other crazy medication. So that's going to give you a side effect to do some other crazy, usually leading to stress. Usually that's what it leads to. That's a beautiful way to put it, isn't it? However, yes, we have many solutions if we have any sort of ailments or diseases. You know, they like to say in the Matrix disease, but it's dis-ease. It's a slight dis-ease. You're not at ease. It's a dis-ease. And usually, you know, the best things to do when you have a dis-ease or an ailment or an illness is to go to your local GP, Mother Gaia and Nature, and do some breathing with her. And that's your real local GP, because usually it's stress. Common denominator. And what does usually stress lead to? What's happened from stress? And it's usually like not breathing or not being able to heal, not being able to stop. I've had a few experiences in my life to learn this lesson. And that's why I feel honored that I get to share it with you legends that... And you will resonate with this if it's for you. How many times have you just been run down? That word, run down. And usually just all you got to do is stop. And the universe is just makes you stop. If you don't stop, it will make you stop. And that's why it's always a good idea to stop. To be action man, action woman, and calm man, calm woman. That's it. That's it. And yeah, that's the thing, is we haven't even started this podcast, really. If you think about it, all of these plants, they have medicinal properties. They all have a purpose. They all have a reason for being here. They don't just grow for, you know, come on, the creator is a bit more, he's a bit more of a legend than that. Like, everything's alive. And all of these plants, all of these trees, they have a purpose. They have a reason why they're here. Like, these trees, like right now, I'm in the middle of a lake, and it's a beautiful forest that I'm in. It's a lake forest. It's a forest lake, and the sun is beaming. I'm very grateful. So grateful. Anyway, that's the thing with this, is that these trees, they're providing amazing oxygen, clean air for me to breathe, for me to basically to heal if I've got to heal, for me to thrive if I'm flying and I'm thriving, you know. The trees provide oxygen for us to be our best version, to remember who we are, to go deeper within ourselves, and to overflow our love to each and everyone outside of us. That's what they do. They take us back to ourselves, the trees, the plants, Mother Gaia, so that we can remember who we are. Yeah, and you can go deeper with all of these different plants, you know, I'll rattle a few off. You know, there's a plant called Yerba Mate. And what that is it's an amazing coffee substitute / replacement. It provides amazing energy, great mood, great well-being, just positive well-being in general. You know, do some research into that. Let's go for Damiana now. Damiana is another plant. And yerba mate is from South America traditionally. However, it is around the world, let's be honest. It's in Australia as well, if you're listening to this in Australia. Terra Australis. Damiana, it's another amazing plant, amazing for happiness and anti-anxiety and mood boosting. Amazing. Just such a simple thing. You can have it in a tea, you can, you know, put it in a smoke if that's how you plants. Yerba mate is great for great to have in a tea as a drink. It's a super drink. It's almost not doing it justice to say that it's a tea. It's a super drink. That coffee replacement goodness in yerba mate. And yeah, Damiana, you can have it in a tea. You can smoke it. There's a few other different ways. You can put it. There's MCT oil you can get from it. Go to sacredherbs111.com if you want to check out a few different ways of the plants kind of being put in a way that is not necessarily you have to have it in a tea or smoking it. You can go deep with all of these different plants. You know, for example, there's a plant called a kangaroo apple, and that provides amazing anti-inflammatory properties. I've witnessed someone, a friend of a friend, and I witnessed the photos. That's why I can vouch for it. Actual kangaroo apple, because actual tree is called a kangaroo apple. The actual apple on it, if you rub that on a sore, this guy rubbed the actual apple on a sore for about 5 days in a row, and it just created it healed it. All you did was rub it on it for like 2 to 5 minutes. How crazy is that? Isn't that crazy? And that's the thing is that, yes, kangaroo apple is actually able to be had in a... basically, if you go to that sacredherbs111.com website, it's basically done in a cream form, in an anti-inflammatory cream, great for aches and pains, joints and, you know, inflammation, stuff like that. So that one there is not to be taken ingested. That one there is to be put on your, like, topically. Yeah, this is just three separate plants that are amazing for us. Gotu Kola. Arthritis. For anyone that you know that has arthritis, or if you have arthritis, great idea to buy yourself some Gotu Kola, put it in a tea. Again, it's not a tea, it's a super tea, it's a super drink. And drink that shit. Give it at least 2 months. Give it a crack. You got nothing to lose. It's going to cost you, $100? And your arthritis is going to go from 80% or whatever it is. If it's 100%, it's going to reduce significantly, if not go away. I've heard stories of Gotu Kola killing arthritis. Yes, I've heard stories of curing. Use probably the better word. But, Gotu Kola is another beautiful plant. You know, and the list goes on. Like chamomile is one you guys are probably familiar with. That's really good for relaxation, stress remover, and that's really good for just like anti-anxiety as well, like calming the whole nervous system down, releasing old energy, healing, having a restful sleep as well. You know, we talk about sleeping. You know, blue lotus is great for sleeping. Blue lotus is an ancient Egyptian plant. That is amazing for sleeping. In a tea, or again, smoking it, or there's other ways in separate oils and stuff you can have it in. Amazing for sleep. Amazing to activate your third eye as well. Yeah. So many different plants. Every single plant that exists has a purpose, has a mission. And if you go deeper into it, like even eucalyptus, if you break a eucalyptus branch off a tree and you smell it, it promotes calmness immediately. Immediately. It's special. It is actually so special. But yeah, if you do some research into the plants, all of the plants, there's benefits of them and purposes of them as well. And it's good to do a bit of research and have a look into it. Because the plants have got our back. We don't need to go outside of ourselves. You know, we are one with the plants. We are one with Mother Gaia. And usually the breath and going to visit her is enough. However, if there's any deeper ailments or illnesses, Mother Gaia's got you. The plants have got you. Yeah, the list goes on. Ginkgo Bilbao, like Biloba, I should say. Bilbao's the name of a football team. But yeah, Ginkgo Biloba is another epic plant and herb. And yeah, the list goes on. Honestly, the list goes on. I could sit here for, yeah, about an hour talking about different plants. Mullein, amazing for lung respiratory. Mullein, amazing. If you're going to smoke anything, smoke it with mullein, because what mullein's going to do is it's going to promote like healing properties to your lungs while you actually smoke. And that, if there's one thing I can say here right now, which I'd love to share, is tobacco, yeah? Tobacco is being poisoned, yeah? It's being poisoned by the Matrix, whatever you want to call it. Because what tobacco actually is, it's sacred as anything. It's such a sacred plant, however, it's been distorted by the Matrix, by the system. So I would highly suggest to invest in organic Manitou. There's a Manitou kind of thing you can get, or just get organic tobacco. Don't get the stuff that's been sprayed. That is poisoning. That is dangerous for you. Yeah, I thought I'd share that one there, because I've never shared this on here, and I don't know this. You know, that's the thing, is it's like coffees as well. Some coffees have been tainted. So if you want to have coffee, do it organically, and you know, the mainstream crap, it's there to cook you. Do you though? Yeah, I'm just humble messenger of Mother Gaia. You do you. Well, if you want to do it, you do it. I'm just putting it out there. Take or leave anything I say. Just share this to raise your vibration, to raise your frequency, to assist you in your well-being journey, to feel good. Yeah, because that's what the plants are there for. They want you to feel good. They want you to be happy. They want you to enjoy your life. They want you to thrive, just as I do. Yes, just as I do. Yeah, the list goes on, man. The list goes on. I'll continue a couple more, like lavender. Smelling lavender, amazing for calmness. Like if you're anxious or anything like that, or even run down or having some sort of a dis-ease, pick up a lavender on the way and smell it. Stay with it. Don't just smell it once and be like, oh yeah, it smells calm. It's great. Yeah, it's great. Stay with it. Like sometimes I've had lavenders for an hour or two, just smelling it and just really allowing it to lower my stress levels. Because I have been stressed before having it, and I've realized what it does. It removes stress. But you got to stay with it. You got to be disciplined. You got to not just do it once and be like, oh yeah, I've smelled lavender. It's great. Do it. Remember your training. You know this. You know this. Everything that I'm saying right now, you know it. Remember it. And do it. So that you can be in love. You can naturally overflow that love for the legends around you. Because Mother Gaia, she loves you so much. As she loves me. Because we are one. We're all a team. It was time for a breathe break. This has been a a very powerful message that I got to share here. Can be a little bit hectic, but it's positive. Yeah, it's positive. Do what you want. Do what you feel. Remember, all of this awareness and message is basically, it's not to say you should be doing this or you should be doing that, even if you are having a bit of that poison tobacco. Do what you want, man. You're doing great. You're actually listening to this stuff. You're doing perfect right now. This is just a message of upgrades. If it ever comes a time that you feel like you're bringing in yerba mate into your daily life, do it. Yeah, even if you're feeling good right now, that's great. Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of messages that get put out there. Sometimes they can put you in lack, put you in not enough. Like, oh, I've got to do this now. I must do this. No. You're perfect the way you are. Work towards that. That's you. You know, all of these things can benefit and upgrade your experience. You know, always feeling like you're enough. That's what Mother Gaia wants as well. Because you are. We're all perfect the way we are. And that's the best part about going to visit Mother Gaia, is you will remember that. She's a messenger of that. This is why Mother Gaia is so powerful. This is why the plants are so powerful. The trees. And this is why you're so powerful. Because all you've got to do is breathe. Spend some time by yourself in nature or with someone that you trust, that you can able to be silent with, and just breathe. And the trees, the water, the sun will cleanse you. A simple message, yet a very complicated message for the mind of the Matrix. Because the Matrix wants you to live a certain way, to rely on it. But you don't need the Matrix. You don't need the system. The system is designed to enslave minds and keep our attention on the Matrix. But nah, we don't need to do that. That's a choice. Invest in yourself. Do things that make you happy. Invest in yourself and spend some time with Mother Gaia. Yeah, a beautiful message. This is a beautiful message. Is there any other plants that I want to share? Nah, I'm content. That's enough. You can do a bit more research as well. There's so many plants out there. Honestly, I've barely even scratched the surface. I'm still learning. I'm learning more and more every day. And what they do and the magic of them. And it's a journey. I'm very grateful. If you enjoyed this message and you feel it can benefit someone that you know, please feel free to share it. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Invest in yourself. And be you. Because you're a legend. With an open mind and an open heart. Anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.